Also on the line with us today, to remember, former Mayor Menino is former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. He's joining us on the phone from Los Angeles, where he was giving a speech today. Commissioner Davis, thanks for being with us. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Deb.
When was the last time you saw Mayor Menino?
The last time I spoke to him was just about a week ago. It was the day before he announced that he was not going to continue his treatments, but he had come to that decision already, and my wife and I went by his room and spent an hour with him. Angela joined us eventually. It was a very poignant afternoon.
I can imagine. You know, a lot of folks think of, especially when they think of you and Mayor Menino, they think of last year's Boston Marathon bombings. And a lot of people remember Tom Menino and are talking about his grit today, when, particularly at the memorial service after the bombings that President Obama came to, when he rose up out of his wheelchair and delivered a speech at the memorial service. And he actually, the story is that he left the hospital early. He was ill then, and he left the hospital early to be in charge of that. What are your biggest memories of Mayor Menino from that day, and what do you think it symbolizes about the man?
Well, it was incredible. You know, I had spoken to the mayor, as I did every day, at 6 o'clock in the morning, even though he was in the hospital, talked to him about how the event was going, about, as the elite runners were coming across. And then I had to call him back an hour later when the bombs went off, and I told him what had happened. And I spoke to his staff after that, and they didn't expect that he was going to be able to get out of the hospital. And then, you know, miraculously, he made his way into the room in a wheelchair and took over. I mean, he literally dragged himself out of bed and came in to be there to lead the men and women of the Boston Police Department in this incredibly tragic time. He gave us all a lot of strength by doing that.
And, you know, a lot of folks are also remembering the detail work that he did, making sure that people's trash was removed, that streets were plowed, and folks are talking about also making sure that the city was as safe as it could be. Did he join you in those efforts and in helping constituents deal with public safety efforts and sometimes the aftermath of things that didn't work out so well?
Constantly. I mean, I speak to colleagues in different parts of the country, and some of them don't talk to their mayor for 2 or 3 weeks. If I didn't talk to him every couple of hours, it was a shock. It was a constant dialogue that occurred from my 6 a.m. phone calls every single day of the year, Christmas, New Year's, every day at 6 o'clock. I called him to brief him on what had happened the night before for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And from then on, he just... there was a constant conversation about safety, about what was happening, what he was seeing out on the street. If he detected a problem, you heard about it, and you heard about it immediately.
Hmm. What anecdote, story about Tom Menino sticks out in your mind as you remember him today?
Well, there's so many, you know, funny stories. He had an incredible sense of humor, and he really connected with little kids, too. He started a conversation with little kids, and it was amazing how he would connect with them and get them laughing and engaged with himself. But, you know, I think the most, it's probably because it's the last meeting I had, even during the course of this meeting where he told us that his family had been advised that there wasn't much more that they could do, he was fielding telephone calls from people that, you know, friends that had political questions and issues around the city. And literally, you know, to his last breath, he was doing what he loved most, which was being the quintessential politician.
All right. Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, remembering former Mayor Tom Menino, who died today at the age of 71. Commissioner Davis, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.